Hi, everyone. Broncos training camp getting underway. And the first couple days always brings out some of the national faces, but doesn't have to be a national face. Everyone knows ESPN's Tom Jackson, former Bronco here in town today watching this team firsthand. You want to see the changes with your own eyes, don't you? A lot changed. John Elway said the expectations are still here. He wants to see players kicking and screaming. When you hear something like that, he brings in a guy like Gary Kubiak. What does that tell you?
I get excited because I know that the thought process between Gary and John is very similar.
Yeah.
They are about playing hard, playing disciplined ball, running the football and running it well to take some pressure off of the quarterback. And I think that that's probably more important to this team than maybe any team that Peyton has been on while he's been here.
Right. Personnel-wise, you look at who the Broncos lost, Julius Thomas, a lot of touchdowns there, Wes Welker, too. Do you see any concern there, or do you like what you saw today already? The guys that are here, considering what this coaching staff likes to do, let's coach.
I am not concerned about the receivers, the people who are going to catch the ball. Peyton, if given the time, is going to find the personnel around him. The only real concern I have is the youth of the offensive line, left side specifically, where, as we speak, you've got two guys who haven't started an NFL game protecting Peyton's backside. So I think that that's a real concern. How quickly can you bring those people along? How can you get them the confidence to understand what you need from them? I think that Peyton will help. Right. He will be talking to him constantly as well.
Right.
But the familiar faces around here, I think, and the common thought process, I think make everything a little bit easier.
Last one, and I got people to see, but I can't let you leave without asking this. Von Miller danced his way out of the building. And afterwards, talking to the press, he had this smile on his face that we haven't seen in a little while. He is so excited about what this season could mean for him. What do you think Von could do this year, TJ?
Well, I think in Wade's system, I played in the 3-4, and technically I played both sides because we started out not switching, but eventually I switched as just the weak side. But coming off the edge, he, DeMarcus, and Shane, I'm trying to envision the impact of those three guys in this defense, and I think it's going to be tremendous. And I think that Von is now comfortable and settled with who he is.
Right.
And I don't think you can overstate what that means to him once he steps in between the lines.
Well, Tommy, thank you for taking the time. TJ, a great football mind and also a great man. He'll be in Canton on August 8th. August 8th?
I'm honored.
Honored for the Pete Rozelle Award. Of course, guess what? Broncos TV is going to be there, too, so we'll have you covered. Tommy, thanks for your time. Tom, I'm Chris.